Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Alan Eric Dabowski from the Everyman Show, and you can friend me on Twitter, find me on Twitter, find me on Facebook, Alan Damian DeBosco. Ha ha, that's who I am. You see, I'm like everybody else. I like to have three or four different identifications, so maybe I can be tricky and slicky. Like the president, what does he have, three or four different names? Mark Zuckerberg is really Jacob Greenberg. De Blasio, that's not really his name. And, gee, the countless other really weird people in politics and public office that, well, they have a lot of different names on Twitter and a lot of different names on Facebook. And you see all those really hot chicks with their boobs hanging out on Facebook, and there's always DC next to their name, where they're not hot babes at all. What they are is CIA or FBI social media hookers, trolls, running around looking for people to friend them, starting conversations. Perhaps they're little 13-year-old girls. Yeah, they're acting like 13-year-old, 14-year-old girls, setting up people so they can put them in their, well, their payout prison. Would you believe that huge numbers of law enforcement take stock in Corrections Corporation and other various corrections companies, taser companies, all these different corporations that make police gear and whatnot, and they have stock in these corporations. So it is incumbent on them to take stock in these corporations and put people in prison, as many as they can possibly put in prison. Did you know that judges get kickbacks every time they put a young kid in prison? Did you know that many, many judges in this country, federal judges, serious, serious people at the top of the list, got paid $20 million when 9/11 happened? Giuliani, almost half of Congress was paid $20 million-plus to hide 9/11. The Vice President, Dick Cheney, called out all of these various military regiments, these Air Forces, and had them all over the planet in all these various war games, knowing 9/11 was coming. This was in May of 2001. What is the Vice President doing running military operations at all? Well, that's because he is the kingpin of Halliburton, because Halliburton is the shadow government, as is Vanel Group, as is Brown and Boot, as is all these other corporate fascist, warmongering neocon idiots who keep talking about spooks in the middle of the desert. They're running around chasing Casper the Ghost. They are Elmer Fudd running around chasing Bugs Bunny. I always knew that there was an innuendo in cartoons because they were just too good. They were just too damn funny and well-written. And even as a young kid, I said, how did they write Batman? How did they write Bugs Bunny? How did they write all these various cartoons that were all the same? Good guy chasing bad guy. I wonder, where the hell did the bad guys come from? They're made up. Wisner made up the bad guys to start World War II. I'm reading America's Nazi Secret. It's loaded with the lies that the CIA and all of these so-called advisors coming back to Congress, coming back to our banks, telling the United States and our Politico that, hey, we got scary people all over the planet that want to destroy the United States. Let's take them out first. We better start wars. Project Gladio, the stay-behinds. And how many more cop block films do we have to watch of cops beating the living shit out of 120, 130-pound women? These are 200-pound men that pump iron every day, and they're trained in hand-to-hand combat, beating the hell out of people on the street. This is not Russia. the blowback that you see in Ferguson, you know, I really hate it. I really hate watching and knowing George Soros paid to get these young black people all riled up to go out and literally have themselves killed by suicide. Suicide by cop is a very real phenomenon. You've got a soldier who came back from Iraq and Afghanistan and told his parents that they drugged him. They made him collect dead bodies on the beach. They threw him into dump trucks. He said, I did not sign up for the Army to go over there and kill innocent women and children and pick their bodies up and throw them in the dump trucks like trash. I thought I was protecting the United States. I thought I was protecting my country from terrorists. Mom, there are no terrorists, Mom. We are the terrorists, Mom. And if I didn't do what I was told, they would have thrown me in the brig. They may have killed me, Mother. So this guy goes out and shoots Chris Kyle because he's over the edge. And after all, pulling the trigger, watching the life bleed out of a body is nothing to these kids that have been drugged up, brainwashed, destroyed. They have nano vaccines that literally turn them into bots. And if I didn't read it and hear about it and see it, I wouldn't believe it. But it's true. It's happening. It's happening right now. It's happening every day. We've got a million of them in this country that are so brain dead, so sick, so mentally distorted and destroyed. Some of them can handle it. But at any second, at any given moment, a backfire from a car, perhaps there's a police situation, anything of major stress, maybe one of their children gets touched wrong by a teacher, they're going to go off, they're going to pull the trigger, and they're going to put somebody into the dirt nap. You know, I'll tell you something. I never in my life, I knew that there was evil in this world because my gut, for some reason, I've spent 57 years since I was old enough and cognizant enough at 3 years old to know what danger was and to avoid it. I shut down. I knew how to avoid my father's gross, violent, aggressive, hostile acts against me. My sisters were gross, violent offenders because they took their cue from my father. My mother left. Spend her life of a drunk that I know of her whole life. And I didn't like her as a sober person because she was still very afraid of the world. Spent her life watching soap operas and smoking cigarettes and playing the deaf and dumb game. Such is life. That's the way it rolls. You see, there's only so much a person can take. You know when a dog has been beaten. All these dogs go to these kennels. You got PETA running around stealing dogs from people's front porches and kill them. Let me tell you something. I had one of my dogs stolen, and I can only tell you that it would not have been good for Debbie if I would have caught her with my dog trying to take my dog to Colorado. I can't say for sure whether or not that baseball bat that I would have plummeted her with. I would have pummeled her to a pulp, and I don't think I could have stopped. That's how much I love my dogs. That's how much people love their children when they go to Afghanistan and Iraq. That's how much people love their children when they go to school and they get raped by teachers or they get raped by some foreign invader that doesn't belong here. And Barack Obama says, well, that's just workplace violence. That's just collateral damage as we multiculturalize the planet. They're shoving this crap down our throats, and it's not going to end well. I never thought in my life that my government would do something like 9/11 to people of New York. I never thought in my life that bankers would be so scrupulous as to pump up and triple the price of homes, the values of homes, only to collapse them a few years later and crush people in debt and rob them of everything they worked for two decades. Who would have ever seen this coming? Why isn't Hank Paulson in prison? Why isn't Ben Bernanke in prison? Why isn't Timothy Geithner? Why isn't Larry Summers in prison? Why isn't Bill Clinton, the pedophile rapist, in prison? Why isn't George Bush and Dick Cheney, the murderous, thieving, $200 trillion 9/11 thieving, bunker building South America buying, having robbed the United States blind? And after all, they stole military weaponry, 350 nuclear warheads. I had to stop my show last night because a friend stopped by, and I had to decide whether I wanted to keep babbling into this fucking phone or whether I wanted to go out and talk with him. And I got to tell you something, it was no different babbling to him or babbling on this phone. It was the same blank, dark reflection. People don't get it. They don't understand that chemtrails, vaccines, and GMOs have docilized you. If you were human, if you were even 40% human from what your grandfather was 70 years ago, you would never, ever, ever sit on your ass tweeting and Facebooking knowing what they have done to the human beings across this globe right out of Washington, D.C. The trigger on the gun that is Maryland facing the West on the United States map, it is there and plain to see. It's almost too horrific to believe. You'd have to say that the Illuminati must have drawn the lines for Maryland knowing they would put Washington, D.C. as the trigger. Absolutely pathetic. So I say to protesters, young people, get out there, make your voices heard. Go watch Tosh Plumlee videos. Robert Tosh Plumlee. Listen to him tell you that the one thing they're so afraid of is an Egyptian-like American Spring. Go out there and demand that police officers have no more than a .22 caliber weapon on their hip. Their tasers must be set to stun only no more than 10,000 volts, not another plug spark. Let them drive neon. Let them drive little six-cylinder. Let them drive little four-cylinder Fiats like they do in Europe. Don't give them MRAPs. Don't give them tanks. Don't give them armament. Don't give them these unimaginable flashbang grenades blowing babies out of their cribs. There's a price to pay for this. Now, I fully know that Darrell Wilson will never be able to sleep a full night in his life. He will never have peace for what he did. But by the same token, if a 6'4", 280-pound kid smoking PCP is going to come at me in the middle of the day and try to take my gun. See, they're not telling you he was smoking PCP. The punk was smoking PCP. You understand that? And all his mother's red hair and ranting, and all Azalea Banks talking about how she hates white people that live on the farm. What kind of babbling, monkey-spew, gorilla shit crap is Azalea Banks talking? Where does this skank get the idea that she has some knowledge that she needs to have? Where is she? Was she back in the... She must be 180 years old, thinking that she needs reparations because of the slaves from the Civil War. This is a sick joke. Azalea Banks, another Jay-Z rapper. Yeah, the gangsters. Why don't you get some gold teeth, you know? Yeah, instead of putting... Why don't you just let your boobs hang out, man? You're all naked out there, all the rest of you trashy, disgusting, filthy, scuzzbag skanks. Yeah, let's get some more Empire going out there. That was a real sexy, sexy Fox production. What a crony crock of horse crap that was. Hollywood is a despicable, disgusting MK Ultra mind control device that radicalizes and weaponizes the minds of young people, taking them off what's truly important, which is getting an education, learning that you're not special, and that life has privileges for those who produce something every day. Not for people that sit around acting like they're all important because they have a symmetrical face that's really pretty with a bunch of monkey makeup on it. There's nothing sexy about having thunder thighs and prancing around showing your ass when you're a big, fat, celeste, you know, I mean, you know what I mean? I mean, where do these people come from? You know? I mean, what is this? It's disgusting. Every person in the globe thinks it's disgusting. They want to walk around with their ass crack hanging out and their pants hanging down below their butt. And what happens when a cop walks up to them, they mouth off, and they get the living shit beat out of them, just like they should. I've seen too many videos of young black men mouthing off to white guys, smarting off, acting like they're all this important. Suddenly they find themselves pummeled into the ground because a 240-pound trucker, okay, that works with a rig every day, has arms like Popeye, and this little spindly punk thinks he's going to pull some Ferguson on him, and all of a sudden, he's in the hospital with a concussion and a broken neck, and he can't figure out how it happened. Yeah, might be racism, huh? No, it's called self-defense, and you just got the shit beat out of you and almost killed, you dumbass punk. And The Blaze, and Infowars.com, and GlobalResearch.Canada, and Savage Nation, and Twitter's all lit up with the same crap, garbage, every day while Al Sharpton and Eric Holder, Jesse Jackson, and a whole slew of others. Did you know that Ferguson, two-thirds of the Ferguson entire population of 23,000 people, 16,000 of them have felony warrants for their arrests and other such charges. And Eric Holder has to dismantle the police department. And now we find out it was a false flag. Those two cops perhaps did not get shot in the face. They perhaps did not get hit by bullets. They perhaps this young man didn't hit anybody. Maybe he's a paid Soros setup, just like Bergdahl was, just like Sandy Hook, just like Boston. 9/11 wasn't a damn false flag. That was a nuclear weapon blowing the shit out of 3,500 people. And you all are too busy worrying about big wheels on your dunk, whether or not Common Core is any good, while beef prices are up 100% since 9/11, if not doubled. It is absurd and ridiculous that you think that some bogus clown, Barry Allen, Malcolm X's son, Barack Hussein Obama, a.k.a. Barry Davis, Barry Satoru, whatever the hell this freak's name is somehow the president of the United States. He is a UN representative sent here, produced at 9/11 or around that time, to destroy this country, transcend this country in, transform this country into a third world status, which they've done very well at while propping up China, and China's ready to pounce. And I'm going to tell you something. You wonder why Al's a little upset today. Yeah, you can call me Al, okay, while Chertoff is the head of Al-Qaeda. Yeah, we know about that too. They stared in your face right here in this country. Our country, ladies and gentlemen, the United States of America, produces more terrorists than any country on the planet Earth. Funding them, feeding them, and when the money is done, when the war is over and these guys, these jihadis have millions of dollars, They're going to come move into your Potomac neighborhood, your Jupiter neighborhood in Florida. They're going to move to your Malibu beach. That is the payoff for what they're doing in the Middle East. The United States is gone. But you know why I'm pissed off? Knowing that 36 Pentagon investigators were blown away by a cruise missile on 9/11. And Rumsfeld is walking around in an arm sling as if he escaped a terrorist attack. You pathetic, four-eyed, little demonic bastard. You filthy, disgusting son of a bitch. You and Dick Cheney and Hal Burton and all the fucking rest of you motherfuckers. How sick is this shit? Yeah, I'm a carpenter. I always hit the nail on the fucking head with a 28-ounce East Wing hammer. I was respectable. I built homes. I didn't blow them up. I gave people a reason to be happy. I didn't make them miserable. You disgusting Nazi bastards. And they, I believe that somehow or another they're going to nuke the United States. I believe in my heart that Dick Cheney and Rumsfeld and the rest of these cocksuckers are going to do this sure as I'm sitting here. This is real. You never give up your guns. You never give up your fucking stored foods. You never give up your ability to withstand what they're getting ready to do to us. I assure you, something like 9/11, perhaps in as many as 14 to 15 states, major cities, is going to befall the United States before Barack Obama goes out or soon after the next president is put in. If Hillary Clinton gets into office, we're going to have a 9/11 times 20. I see it coming. And nobody's more awake than returning veterans from Afghanistan, Iraq, and the Middle East who know full well what they did over there. Loading planes and C-130s with heroin, destination United States of America for distribution on the streets of our country. Can you even for 1 minute tell me why I should be on board with this colossal, undeniable, and I'm going to tell you something right now. You mark my words. Alan Eric Dabosky, I'm going to be running for the Senate or Congress before my life is over. I'm going to be running for the Senate or Congress or governor before my life is over. I want to be the governor of Virginia or Maryland. I want to come in as a regular guy who has real beliefs in the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and I want to start seeing. I become congressman, I'm straight gouty to the 10th power. I will have the finest advisors known to man. And I guarantee you we will scoop up these savage beasts and put them in dungeons or firing squads or put to death, sure as I'm sitting here, if I ever get into political office. That would be my goal. That would be my hope. That would be my prayer to Yahweh, to find these Nazis, scour this country of these Nazis, every one of them, and any other jihadi, bogus, radical Islamists, Muslim Brotherhood, and put them 6 feet under. Put them through a court system, put them through trials, find them guilty, pull out all the stops, no secret courts. I want it live for the world to see and make it right. Do you know Chris Christie and John Corzine to this day are harboring World War II criminals, World War II Nazi families right there in South New Jersey and Northern Delaware? Jack Markell, Chris Christie, John Corzine, Bo Biden, Joe Biden, Chris Coons know that these Nazis and these families have this wealth from the Second World War. They stole everything. They live here. Did you know that? Well, we're going to find out who some of these people are, and we're going to find out why the Bidens had such a grip on Delaware for the last 40 years. Yeah, That investigation is taking place right now. I wish that I were the investigator. I'm just a guy who gets to ask a few special people questions. Yeah, sorry, you're not going to be able to hack my phone because I always speak to them in person. So, good luck with that. And a hell of a lot of trouble in this country, ladies and gentlemen. Took great pleasure in just eating. I just ate a half pound of bacon and loved every minute of it. Wrapped in chicken and blue cheese dressing. How's that? Yeah. No meat day, Jack Markell, on March 20th. How about I eat 4 pounds of meat that day? Yeah, that's my plan. Meat, ladies and gentlemen, cholesterol is what keeps your brain going. You've got to have the amino acids from meat. You do not want to go a day in your life without having some kind of red meat, chicken, or fish, period. At any point, get the GMOs out of your system. Get your thyroid right. Take the nascent iodine. You've got to have B12. You've got to have B complex. You've got to have niacin. You've got to have vitamin C. You've got to have vitamin D. You've got to get sunshine. You've got to get exercise. Try not to smoke too much. Okay? I'm in a hiatus right now. Haven't had a cigar in 2 days. I took a few puffs. Have a little bit, you know, drink a small cup of coffee, a little cappuccino. Have a couple puffs of a cigar and put it out. Don't sit there puffing a cigarette all day long. Don't smoke 2 packs of cigarettes a day. You're an idiot if you do. Plus, you're probably broke. Don't chew tobacco. It causes mouth cancer of the mouth, esophageal cancer. Make sure you smoke a high-quality tobacco and not some trash. I can only tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that without a doubt in my mind, we are a sick nation, but it's not any one person's fault. It's the fascist government poisoning you with industrial waste, poisoning your mind with fake and false war narratives, neocon murdering Nazis, scouring the globe for planetary control. They want to enslave you, and like Joe Biden said, they want to put you back in chains. It isn't some of these people's fault. I'll bet Joe Biden's a really nice guy. I'll bet Barack Obama is a fun guy to hang around and drink beer with. I bet he could tell some great jokes and he's got some great stories about how he, you know, hung out in bathhouses and how many women he had. I'd love to hear the story about Michelle Obama, how she went from being a young football player turning into a woman, becoming the first lady somehow. I really want to get to the bottom of the story of where the first children came from. Where did they get these two girls? Who were their parents? Did they adopt them from Africa? They adopt them from Kenya? We don't get to hear the little one speak. The little one speaks never. We never hear her talk. Is she African? I'm telling you right now that Barack Obama does not wear glasses because he is Malcolm X's son. And if you ever saw him with glasses on, you'd know it the minute you saw him. We're in a lot of trouble, ladies and gentlemen. The Everyman Show is about the truth, whether it's politics, whether it's food, whether it's living right, whether it's GMOs, whether it's Monsanto, who, by the way, they're going to start being sued. California's going to start suing Monsanto Corporation. Break Bill Gates. Take every dime from this maniac. If you've been hurt by vaccines, put a $5 billion lawsuit on his head. Make him pay. Take their money from them. This has to happen. And you know what? Net neutrality? I'll tell you what. If they screw up the internet and shut it down, I don't care. Because we've all learned so much. I know tons of people that have literally 10-foot-high stacks of information from everything I talk about on this show. There will be repercussions that will come through the court systems once we scour out these banker people. I'll talk to you more about this tomorrow night on the Everyman Show. Thanks a lot for listening. Bye-bye.